Hello, everybody. We back at it. Extroverted Podcast, Pico Stacks. No Pro Flow today. Don't know where Pro Flow is. So I'll be doing that. I have a guest with me today, a very special guest to me. She goes by, you can find her on Instagram, Brittany Brett. Name's Brittany. Say hello, Brittany.
Hey, everybody.
And we are touching on a few. Well, we're going to kind of hone in on three specific things. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off with one. We'll just jump right into it.
Well, I do want to say thank you for having me on today. I'm happy to be here. And excuse my voice, y'all, if I'm going in and out. I'm getting over a cold, so if I'm sounding a little crazy, that's why. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just rolling around. But, yeah, you have any? I guess you can tell. I'm sorry. I was rude. You tell the people about yourself, Brittany. Give them a little brief rundown about yourself.
Well, as you said, my name is Brittany. I do have my own YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube at Naturally Brittany. That's Brittney, not with the A. My Instagram is Brittany underscore Brett. As mentioned, that's Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, I'm about that podcast life.
And we are headed in the direction of crime. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Empire star Jesse Smollett, who was recently indicted on 16 felony counts on the Chicago attack allegations. Yeah. What was your first reaction to this? Me and ProFlow actually, we touched on this a little bit, but I didn't speak in it in its entirety. But what was your first reaction to Jesse being attacked?
Well, as you know, I was actually telling people about it because I had heard about it on the news.
Yeah, you told me about it.
Yeah, and I texted you and I was like, oh my God, did you hear about this, you know, Jesse Smollett from Empire? As, you know, the majority of everybody else, I was shocked. I felt bad for him. And what I had heard initially was that he was in some type of like critical condition, that, you know, he had got beaten up badly. But then obviously as time went on, it, you know, showed that he wasn't as badly attacked. I think that was just probably the news source that I, you know, had saw it from at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very shocking. Like everybody else, I was upset. I'm like, who would do this? And I felt bad for him. I was one of those people, I do admit.
Yeah, me too. I felt the exact same way. I thought, I'm like, that's just messed up. We live in a messed up world. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he did that shows how messed up the world is. He completely faked or staged an attack. I guess he was, my opinion, he was trying to jock for position to be some type of public figure for the gay community. Mm-hmm. Also, like you mentioned, we spoke earlier, the black community as well. Mm-hmm. He was swinging for the fence. He wanted all the clout. It was like a clout chasing on 10. But he definitely went the wrong way. And he just, the thing that really gets to me the most about him, I mean, the lies was one thing, but when he saved the gay Tupac, it really touched me the wrong way, personally. No homo.
That, I actually had not heard about that until, like, way, like, today, actually. I didn't even know he said anything like that. I know just the interview with Robin Roberts, you know, he was all, you know, I'm, you know, hoping somebody that's, you know, homosexual, you know, can watch this and, you know, get something from this and learn to fight. But the whole gay Tupac thing, that's just a whole nother level in itself. That was crazy.
Yeah. He says gay. Tupac went through way more adversity than this guy. I mean, Tupac actually has civil rights issues. Mm-hmm. You know, Tupac shot the police. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, Tupac, he was a real... And it wasn't even in, though, you know, like he was just a mad man. I'm going to shoot the police. I'm shooting the cops. He would see, you know, that's just what happened. You know, right. Tupac, multiple times.
Right.
He was a victim. You know, he was a pillar in his community, into the hip-hop community. Mm-hmm. Jussie Smollett is no Tupac.
Definitely not.
Nowhere near Tupac. Then he lied. He's mm-hmm. ashamed. He should feel ashamed for everything that he said.
Yeah. At this point, he's a disgrace to the Black community and to the other communities that he mentioned as well in the interview with Robin Roberts. And what I feel bad about and what I don't like is that there are so many people in the world, in America, Chicago, wherever, that this kind of stuff actually happens to, and they don't get a voice. They don't get to be heard. Sometimes they give it to the police and they don't even do anything. But here you have this person who's basically greedy because he was upset because he felt like he was not getting paid enough from this number one TV show for many years. And you have people out there that are actually getting hurt and getting killed from hate crimes, from, you know, racial, anything like that. And then here you are faking this and putting this out there because you wanted more money. That's now you've become a disgrace to everyone.
Although they were playing them on the money, they were. That's another conversation. Yeah, I mean, $20,000 an episode, and you wanted to start. You wanted the stars. You should be. At least getting 50. But me personally, I'm taking a 20, and I'm straight.
What you say? You'll take the $20,000 per episode, huh?
Yeah, I'll take the 20. That 20 ain't. I mean, because he come from nowhere. No one knew who he was before mm-hmm. Empire. But at the same time, he has rights as a person. But he just went the wrong way about. You know, because if the public would have known, he could have made that a public case. Mm-hmm. Although he probably wouldn't have won it, you know, because he's probably under some contract that he signed, and he was okay with that $20,000. Because I'm pretty sure they didn't just give him $20,000 and say you gonna keep this $20,000. I'm pretty sure he signed that in the beginning and got stuck with it and just wasn't happy.
Right. And my thing is, I mean, you could have went about it an entirely different way if you were not happy with your salary, leave. I feel like it's a simple solution. Or I guess maybe he felt like, well, I can't leave because then I could be doing something else, but I might not even get $20,000 for it. So
if he thought that, he doubted himself because he was just in the movie.
Right.
He was in a movie. He can actually sing. He probably not the best vocalist, but he can sing, you know, and he can act a bit.
Yeah, he has the look, too.
Yeah, and so if he makes the protest, you know, I'm being underpaid, and he makes mm-hmm. the right moves about it, he could have got more money. He just played himself. Now he has no... He's not going to have no money after this case, because he wasn't... Apparently, he's not rich. And after the lawyers mm-hmm. and these little suits go through, and he spend all that money defending himself,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah, he's going to... As R. Kelly said, and I know we're going to get into that later, I got $136,000 in the bank.
Oh, yeah, man. But, he don't even have that. Well, he probably got that, but might not either, though. He got expenses, so there's no telling what he does with his money.
Yeah, like you said, after all of this goes through, though, he is going to be done for. How long do you think they're going to, if he even gets put away? Because sometimes these things
He's facing 4 years. He charged with 16 accounts.
You think that's enough? Account.
Years? Well, I don't... For him, you know what? For him making up that, he does deserve some type of...
Time, huh?
I won't say time. I'll say discipline with the justice system.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily say time.
I don't think he needs to do hard time.
He probably do, because he done it was so serious. Yeah. He involved the whole community, and he had big wigs backing him, like Tyler Perry, like Queen Latifah, Daniels, Queen Latifah,
Taraji,
Steve Harvey. He had these people backing him up, and they were willing to, you know, fight for this guy. So
yeah,
he first of all he owes like the chief said, he owes the city an apology, the city of Chicago, because he put them in the bad light as well as people. Even though that stuff happens, he put people in that way. And then he put a lot of, he owes the human race an apology.
Yeah.
Because he said, it would, if I would have said it was a Muslim and this and that, people would have tried more, been more That's reactive so to crazy. It. So he tried to spin the race card on it on top of the gay community. On, you know, it was just so much going on.
Yeah, he tried to pull every card possible from this one incident. And I do agree with that, with what you said. Like, he has so many people to his backing. I was even on Janet Jackson's Instagram page today. I love Janet. Shout out to Janet. I was looking on her page, and she even posted a picture of him when the incident first happened, and she put in her caption, you know, praying for you or whatever. So it just was people just all over, like,
really. Yeah, because it was really sad. It was really sad. Yeah. But now, look, he talking about some, he would do someone an injustice if someone lied about this. And he was lying.
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
The crazy thing, he was actually lying. You know, so I have no sympathy for the guy. Whatever he got coming, he gonna get it.
Yeah, and I do want to make another point that a couple of people did say when they were doing, you know, interviews about the investigation and things. I do highly, and I always say this, things like this, even if it's not as something as serious as staging in a hate crime attack, there is something way deeper, way more serious, and way more detrimental going on in his mind and in his heart from somewhere that needs to be dealt with psychologically. That
I think financially is
part of the reason. He said financially. I think that's part of the reason why he did something like this. And for him to be saying the stuff that he was saying in his interviews, there's something, and I don't say this with no disrespect, there's something wrong with him mentally, and he needs help. There's something deeper wrong with him.
Yeah, he's losing money.
I'm not talking about
money. I don't think it's a psychological problem with him. I think he just wanted that money. And he tried to sell himself. He's an actor. He's gay. He tried to put himself in the position to be this big gay figure who got beat up, and he wanted to call himself the gay Tupac to add fuel to the fire. And he wanted to be something more than he was, and he wanted money like Taraji and Terrence, and it didn't happen. So now he fired.
I can agree with that.
I don't think it was. I mean, it could be psychological. I'm not going to cut that off, but I don't think it is.
Mm. Well, we shall continue to, you know, wait and see what happens with him. I mean,
yeah, because it's still developing.
Yeah, but I definitely do think that now, and then, like, even, you know, with the commander and the chief of police from Chicago, just all of the what the things that they said, and just the inconsistencies in his interview with Robin Roberts, is definitely, like, it's a lot of loopholes to where when you really listen to him, it's like, okay, you're not really making sense, but he's trying to make sense. How do you feel about the two brothers of the two people he had helping him do this and paying them to do it, and they did it?
Yeah, and they told him that fool. They wasn't about to go to jail for that.
Yeah, they said they're testifying against him. Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I personally, if you paid me to do it, I ain't gonna testify against you. You know, we locked in, but I don't blame them. Everybody ain't built for jail. Them fools definitely ain't trying to go to jail. Although they look like they've been serving time, they niggas swole. But niggas ain't nobody trying to go to jail. Who wants to go to jail? It's over $3,000 a check, and they caught us. We hit. I mean, but
yeah.
Me personally, I wouldn't dime them out. That's just me personally. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. You know, I got the money. We whooped you. You paid us.
We whooped you.
Yeah, we got paid for fun. For 45 seconds of beating up a celebrity. 45
seconds of fame.
Yeah, so.
For all of this to happen and now for it all to be ended, Empire, of course, as we know, they cut him off from any other episodes that will be aired or that will be in the making. He's just completely done. Nobody's going to hire him. Ever.
Yeah, he'd be better off doing a podcast. He can come on Extroverted Podcast. I'll interview him. He can. I'll definitely talk to Jesse Smollett.
You'll give him a chance, huh?
Yeah, we can talk. I mean, we got something to talk about. That whole gay Tupac thing still offends me. I just can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, you're a diehard Tupac fan, so I know you and a lot of other people were definitely rubbed the wrong way by that. I was rubbed the wrong way by that. Of course, I love Tupac as well, but.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. It just don't make no type of sense why to say that. But yeah. Whatever. Enough about Jesse. Moving on to the Pied Piper. Pied Piper.
Pied Piper R&B.
Yeah. And I don't know if people really know about this. A little education on Pied Piper.
Okay.
People don't know that. You know, this was a... He was a fictional character.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to lure kids, you know, with his flute. You
know, so he would play an instrument?
He would play a flute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was, I'm trying to think of what the story he came from. I can't remember.
Was he like a Disney or like a fairy tale or a kid's tale or something? Or folk tale or something like that?
A folk tale. I'm not sure what type of tale he was. I know he lured kids. He did R. Kelly.
Okay. Was he a person or an animal? Or what is a Pied Piper?
Okay. Pied Piper is a person.
Okay.
He comes from like a long, like, I think it was like it's either the 1100s or the 1200s.
Okay. So that's a folk tale.
Something. Okay. So it would be a folk tale. Yeah. So he comes from back there.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, he just lured kids with his instruments. It's a longer story about that. I actually should read the whole thing before I put it out there.
So what would he do with to the children? He would, like, eat them or, like, cut them up or just take them hostage? Like, what would he do once he...
You know, I never read it far enough to know what he do. I just That's know he so led creepy. Little kids away. That's all I know.
That's so creepy. And you know what, like, was you saying that he caused, R. Kelly calls himself the Pied Piper of R&B? The crazy thing about that is nobody gave him that name. He literally named himself that for a reason, which a lot of, well, I won't say a lot, but I know a couple of people in his documentary, they touched on that too, what you said about him being the Pied Piper. You know how like Michael Jackson earned, you know, the name of King of Pop, James Brown, Godfather of Soul, and that was just given to them by the fans, by the people, by the... R. Kelly named himself the Pied Piper of R&B.
I just pulled something up on him. I say, while there's not enough historical data to ascertain for certain what happened in the town of Hamelin, this is the place that the Pied Piper came from.
Okay.
In 1284, there is little doubt that something occurred there which left a heavy mark on the town on world folklore.
Yeah, that's what I said. Folk tale.
Theories advanced over the years, including that many of the town's children died of natural causes that year. A possible drowned or possibly drowned in a nearby river or were killed by a landslide. Thus explaining the reoccurring motif of the rats being led into the water or of the mountain opening and swallowing their children. The Pied Piper himself is considered a symbolic figure of death.
Wow. That's really creepy.
I didn't know that. That's actually crazy. That's like a scary movie or something.
Yeah, that's really creepy. I'm surprised they haven't made a movie called that by now.
R. Kelly gonna be in it. He might well have made the Pied Piper movie and went out in style. I'd have did it. Well, I wouldn't did that, but...
You know what I think would have been such a pivotal thing in all of this? If Aaliyah was still alive.
Aaliyah didn't talk about it, though. She wouldn't speak on it.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because this is years later, right? I know we were talking the other day. She would have been almost 50 today in 2019. She would have been approaching 40.
She had been, you're right. She'd been 45. Yeah, you're right. 44, 45.
So we don't know if
she probably would have spoken. You're right.
And that's what I was going to say. She probably would have maybe spoken on it by now. Although a lot of the other young women and the ladies came out and spoke on R. Kelly, I really think that Aaliyah would have been, like I said, a pivotal point in that because of the whole thing with them and, you know, him sleeping with her and doing all this stuff with her, she would have, if she chose to speak out on it, I think, I think we would, I don't know, I feel like he would, people would believe like he really did, like did it. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Like, I know people believe he did it, but I feel like if it was Aaliyah, they would really like, do you know what I mean? And she came out and said, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Aaliyah was direct, because she was directly connected to him.
Yeah.
And as always, these are our opinions and our thoughts. None of what we're saying is fictional. I mean, everything we're saying
factual,
is fictional.
Factual, you mean?
Yeah, nothing is factual. But we're going off a hunch. R. Kelly looks guilty. You know,
to me, he does, yeah.
I personally never seen none of the videos or anything like that. Like from his previous cases that he got off on. I guess this is a little different. R. Kelly is facing more so
life
sexual.
In prison.
Well, not the time he's facing, but the cases he are facing more so are sexual assault cases versus the, well, and what, three of the alleged victims were underage, right? And he dropped the interview. We're probably going to touch back on it because we, neither one of us saw the full interview. But touch on the interview. What do you, how do you feel about that interview? I mean, he really, Gail held it down.
Yes, everybody's been giving their props and hats off to Gail. I give mine too, because she was just not buying what he was saying, not one bit. And that's what I appreciate about her. And that's kind of how I am too. Like, I do feel like, I will say this, I do feel like some of the things he was saying were possibly true. And some of the things he was saying did make sense, but I still feel like he still did it. You know what I mean? Like, I still feel like when he said the part about when he was telling Gail, oh, wow, I don't need to tie up anybody and hold them against their will. What do I need to do that for? All he had to say, which he did say, is, what do I need to do that for? I'm R. Kelly. That's what I felt like he wanted to go ahead and say, but he held himself back from saying that. That I can kind of see and sort of agree with, because, you know, like we had even said, it's R. Kelly, you know, women were practically throwing themselves at him. So as far as that whole, like, holding them against their will thing, I don't know. But like I said, the other part of me still feels like, yeah, he probably may have did something like that still.
Yeah, I don't think he personally held them against their will. I will say this. I think he tricked them into staying, or he scared them. Well, I guess that's against their will, too. But I think he more so manipulated the situation to make them want to stay.
Probably,
or made them just stay. You know, cause it's that one girl in the documentary who stayed, but once her mom came around, you know, she was kind of reluctant at first. But she left.
She eventually left, yeah.
And she dipped off, you know, and there's no telling what the other girls are actually dealing with. Because the stuff, he makes a lot of sense. Why would I do this after being through this before?
Right.
That does make sense. But then again, you know, he was a, you know, he was a victim of molestation himself. So what he's dealing with is something psychological.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, why would he do it? And that does make sense.
But oftentimes,
people
who have been through that, they do it again.
They do it. They can't help themselves. You know,
the statistics show it. Yeah.
It's a sickness. That's why, you know, it's a sickness. And you can't help how he, you know, he just can't, you know, get over it. Like he was saying. And what did the guy say in the documentary? Who was his, was his tour manager?
Something like that. Yeah. He was telling him, you know, I don't know what to do. I can't stop making these videos. I can't stop videoing these girls. I need some help. You need to pray for me. We need to pray. He's saying this stuff, and why they would come out of the blue and just lie and say he said that, I don't believe it.
And one thing I will say, I think he's done something, and I think some of the stuff is true, but I also believe a lot of it is made up. I believe that some people, not all of them, the victims, I'm not, you know, all the victims, they're victims. But I don't believe all their stories. And like, even the documentary. I mean, anyone could be had or tricked. It don't matter the age group. But it is unbelievable for me to see these 33 and 34-year-old women say yeah, that R. Kelly had them. That met them at 34. You know, that to say that he did, I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. It don't make sense. Unless, unless you were just trying. You know, and the thing about it is, you're 34. You were probably like 20 or 21 when he was doing these other stuff. You saw him in the news beat this case. You probably saw the video. You know R. Kelly is savage. Mm-hmm. Why would you mess with him?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, you have a point. You're willingly just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to you.
A 17-year-old from today, they would know R. Kelly from back in the day. Right. But a 35-year-old, they know who R. Kelly.
Yeah, they've seen this stuff throughout the decades, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen his whole career. You know who he is.
Right.
So I don't buy it with the, at least with the older woman, I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
Although it could be true, not to discredit anybody, because it still could be true, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, as the regular saying goes, none of us were there, and we don't truly know. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like, especially with Gil talking to his two girlfriends right now that he has, I definitely feel like they're all lies. They're all lies. I feel like they're all facades. The brown skin girl, Azra, I think her name is Azriel Clary.
She was
basically the ringleader of them. I feel like she had a lot of inconsistencies in what she said, and I don't buy them at all either. Like Gail said, they were basically replicas of what he had been saying and what he says and does on interviews. Old girl turned up, and R. Kelly turned up too. He turned up just more. He turned up more than she did.
R. Kelly hilarious. 30 years. he was hot. He was real hot. They made a remix of that.
Those two girls, I don't buy anything that they're saying. Talking about, you know, as long as we have each other, that's all that matters. And Rob is going to support us either way. You know, it's us three. As long as we have each other, it's us three till the wheels fall off. That's all they had to say.
I mean, shoot, they ride with it. I mean,
they are riding for him, aren't they?
They ride for him something different. The Azriel girl, she sounds, in my opinion, I can be stupid. She seems bitter, but she sounds believable at first.
Oh, no.
Let me finish. Until she starts to actually explain why. Once she starts to explain, what the heck are you talking about? See, her emotion, it don't sound right. The other girl, she's just like a clone. She looks numb.
She was literally, exactly. Everything she's saying is true. Yeah, exactly. That's all she said the whole time.
I think she reminds me of a victim of physical abuse.
Okay.
That's what she reminds me of. Uh-huh. Yeah, like R. Kelly has put hands on her or threatened her or choked her. Or he beat her so bad to the point where she just like, yep, whatever he says goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she makes me think of.
Like the prize girl. She can be outspoken. She can do all that. Because the way she was coming at Gail like that, you're not going to step to a man like that. Period. Whether he's doing something to you or not. She's talking about, oh, well, I'm not here to talk about this, talk about that. So, yeah, next question, like, sis. If nothing is going on, sis, you're not going to be turned up like that. You're going to be chilling like your girl Jocelyn over here, Joycelyn, rather. She was calm, cool, and collected, but I still feel like that was all a part of the plan. I feel like they probably all talked that out before they actually did the interview. He told Azriel, you're going to do all the talking. Joycelyn, you just sit and be cool and say minimal.
Oh, you know they talked it out. They got a game plan. Yeah, you got a game plan. I mean, they live in the same house together. They talked it out. That's true. If they didn't talk it out, I mean, I don't support it, but I'm a person who likes to make sense of things.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm committing a crime and we in the crime together, look, this is how the story got to go. Don't say nothing else. If they say this, act stupid, deny it. This is the story. Run with it. And that's what I think R. Kelly did with the girls.
Yeah, you could just tell. And again, Azriel really was the one who gave it away. By the way, Asriel is the brown skinned girl, and Joycelyn is the light skinned girl that had on the red, and Asriel had on the black. But she was so on the defensive. She was so on the defense, and Gail wasn't even at their throats like the way she was coming at her. To me.
Oh no, Gail held. Like I said, she held down. She was real strategic.
She's a classy woman.
Yeah, very calm. She didn't get loud at all. She analyzed the situation. She looked them in the eyes, asked the question. She didn't let them act in the fool deter her from what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she really did it.
What do you feel about Asriel saying that her parents are the ones who told her to make videos with R. Kelly? And then for her to say that she tried to kill herself because she didn't want to sing. And the reports from the hospital that she went to, they found them and they came back and said she tried to kill herself because of a bad breakup with a boyfriend. That right there, that just solidifies everything for me that they're lying.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, Asriel, like I said, she seems believable up until that point.
Excuse me.
When she starts to tell the story, she's very believable until she starts to actually talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sound stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's just crazy. And then to her poor parents, I know they probably looking at that like, what does he have her on here talking about? What do you think about them saying that he could not come into the interview area once they started being interviewed, and he actually still came in there and was making coughing noises to let it be known to them that he was in there? What do you think about that?
I think that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Crazy, right?
But again, now that I think about it, it goes to my theory of him being a physical abuser to the mm-hmm. Joycelyn. Him coming and coughing, doing all that.
Like, yeah, don't you forget I'm here.
I better not say nothing. Yep. When I get back home, he gonna do something terrible to me. You know, yeah, so
that's that abuse mechanism, that manipulation. Because while she's sitting there talking to them and he's making coughing noises, you know what they're thinking in the back of their mind? Okay, he's here. Let me, like you just said, let me be careful of what I say or what I do. Like, Joycelyn has such a stoic numbness to her. Like, she was just in a shell.
Yeah, that's the oldest trick in the book.
Then, you know, 30 minutes after the interview, she contacts her parents, and it's been 2 years. He told her to do that.
Yeah, and he's scheduling a visit. R. Kelly
very
is
strategic.
Yeah, he's very strategic. And for a man who, this is the part that gets me.
Excuse me.
This man is illiterate. This man can't do math.
Yeah,
he can't do anything. Not to talk about him or anyone who faces those things. But how do you let a person who's
not even really smart?
He's not book smart.
He's not book smart.
But he has to have some type of criminal smartness to have gotten away with this. This guy actually put himself on tape doing things and beat the case.
Yeah, that's something different for sure.
That's something different, you know what I mean? Like, in all honesty, and people may not like it, he OJ position right now. You know, people feel like OJ murdered that lady, but OJ got off.
He probably did.
And he probably did.
And
he got away. With mm-hmm. this stuff, like, R. Kelly, he could possibly get off.
Yeah, that's gonna go down in history.
That's the thing. He could possibly get away, because the thing with the justice system, and it's not all the time accurate what I'm saying, but for most of the time, when they get you and they lock you up and they know you can't get away, like if he facing all this time,
mm-hmm,
his bond, it was $1 million, 10%, $100,000.
Yeah, they paid it,
and he got out. If it's like some stone cold evidence that they can have, and they might have it, this case won't last long.
Mm.
If they have stone cold evidence on R. Kelly is going to go to jail for a long time.
Well, I don't know. We They might just do it. They might just put him away. We just have to wait and see. I don't know. It's hard to tell. You know, like you said, with the whole, I mean, well, the OJ thing is different. He had a life was actually taken, but I mean.
Yeah, I'm talking about the position as far as the justice system goes. Right. Yeah, he's in that position, you know.
It's tough to say.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see and we'll touch. I'll probably invite you back on to the show
when we hear charges and everything and stuff. When does he go back for all of that? It's gonna be like soon, right? Probably later this month or something.
I don't know. I haven't. I mean, I follow it. You know, I follow a lot of different things. I just know that right now, with him putting the interview out,
Make him look good, did it?
It didn't make him look good, but it wasn't a bad move either. Because at the end of the day, you can't just keep sitting quiet. And they saying all these things about you.
Yeah, he did say that. He said that too. He said, all of this time, I haven't said nothing.
Yeah, I mean, sitting quiet will kill you. Because they coming from a girl from Detroit said R. Kelly hit when she was 13.
I mean, not that. I don't know.
I don't know if it's true. It might be true, but what I'm saying that to say this. He better talk. Because they talking. It's a lot of them talking.
But, you know, throughout the years, every time that man done open up his mouth about this stuff they've been saying he's been doing, it makes himself look worse and it's backfired. Just interview with T. When he asked him that question, and he comes back and says, when you say teenage, how old are we talking?
That's one of the funniest things ever.
That you cannot tell me that right there is not giving away that he's been doing this.
I mean, well, I will say this. Well, yeah, he's been doing it. That's not sick. I mean, I'm not. He's been doing it. I'm not. Yeah, I was saying that's a classic. That's who R. Kelly. What did he say in that interview? R. Kelly. He told Torrey. He said, "Don't believe the people that were fired." And then he stopped and said, "Don't even believe the people who were hired." It was so
fast. Oh wow.
Don't believe nobody but me.
Right. That's what he wants to tell everybody.
R. Kelly is definitely wrong here in some form. I don't know what he did exactly, but he did something.
Mm-hmm.
He's done something, and hopefully justice is served, especially for the females who've been victimized.
So you feel like you believe the two current girlfriends? What are your...
Well, as far as with that other girl, now the girl speaking was stupid because speaking, she hurt R. Kelly.
Asriel
talking actually hurts R. Kelly because everything she said is contradictory to what has been documented already. So she makes it look like, dang, why are you saying, even if it's not nothing against R. Kelly, why are you switching your story now?
Yeah, yo, you know what was so crazy, though? When she went to the point to even call her father a master manipulator, do you know how that probably hurt his heart, knowing what she's been through with R. Kelly, that they probably don't even know the half of, and she's saying that's who you need to watch out for, he's the manipulator. That to me is just
That was low. You don't disrespectful not to that say was her low. Father. You said to your dad.
Yeah, that was
really
bad.
But we're gonna cruise on from R. Kelly, yeah, because R. Kelly is just, you know, he's waiting to put his key in another nation. So we're gonna keep it going. I seen something on Facebook. Somebody said, R. Kelly, if you believe you could fly, it'd be a good time to do it right now. That is hilarious.
Somebody else said too, while you were telling that joke, I saw something else. Somebody said, we should have known R. Kelly was guilty when he made a remix to his song and he was the only one on his remix.
Oh yeah, so I've seen that.
Though, I didn't even realize that. That's so crazy. He was the only person on Ignition. He remixed his own song and he was the only one on there. That's hilarious.
I am front. Yeah, remake to Ignition was cold. That John used to bang.
But I didn't even realize that it was literally him on his own remix.
Yeah, he tricked people. He like, I'm gonna break you off a little piece of remix, and he hit you with it, and then it go off,
and
then
it's the remix just him.
And the remix came out with nobody on it. I'm like, this nigga, but he been doing that mm-hmm. on TP2. He was remixing songs and putting himself on them. He been a weirdo with the music. I mean, not
that's
a weirdo.
So funny.
He's a genius.
That's not the right word.
He's a genius.
As far as the remixes,
his craft of doing it was weird, but he's a genius with it, which is really sad that he's this type of man. Because if he was never this type of man, R. Kelly would be completely iconic right now.
Yeah, to some people, he still is. But anyway,
I mean, musically, he is to some people. I mean, R. Kelly lays some of the coldest stuff other. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
when Jacquees tried to say that he was the king of R&B, there were a lot of people listing R. Kelly as the king of R&B. Even with all of this going on.
Side note, now I gotta talk about it. Jacquees gonna talk about some. He gonna remake all R. Kelly songs so you can listen to these songs in pleasure and not feel guilty. I'm so tired of Jacquees.
I didn't know he said.
He's talking about he the king. I mean, I could when he said, I looked at it. I wish I knew Jacquees. I'm a Jacquees. Look, you my man, bro. You are, and you got the chicken coming in. You got the money coming. We eating good, but bro, you not the king. You ain't made no music that people had babies to yet.
that little BED.
That's a Vaughn song. First of all, that's not your song. That one though song he got, that's cold. I forgot the name of it. I'd rather be a shooting off.
Matter in the club. That one popping bottle show.
I like that too. That's actually my genre.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I will not talk. But I actually like Jacquees, but
I'm not a fan of him. So
oh yeah, you know I'm a fan of Jacquees. I do like Jacquees, but he ain't king. you can't call yourself king. Chris Brown is alive.
Well, that's another topic.
Yeah, another topic. But you can't call yourself king and Chris Brown. I spoke on that because of the R. Kelly thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But whatever. Another actually disgraceful thing.
Yeah.
Is this Michael Jackson stuff? We're gonna touch on this again probably because Brittany or I,
yeah.
We haven't watched the Neverland. The documentary, is that what it is?
Yep, it's called Leaving Neverland. It premiered like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, and
something like that.
It's really sad, and they're trying to take Michael's stuff off the radio. I think they did.
They did. A few stations did. Yeah.
Remove his episode of The Simpsons off.
Yep, that aired in '91. I didn't even. You know what's so crazy about the whole Simpsons? I didn't even know that he was on an episode of The Simpsons, and I saw it on Fox 2 tonight that they're you know removing the episode off from which aired in '91 of The Simpsons. It's so sad.
You know what though? We gotta go. We don't have to really touch. Let me read it to you. I know you ain't seen it. This is new to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about LaToya Jackson. It said LaToya Jackson slammed her brother Michael's crimes against children in a later interview, and she recanted it.
No, I knew about that.
Okay, you knew about this.
I was going to tell you about that.
This is new to me.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that earlier when we were talking. I don't know what happened. I didn't get to saying that. But I was going to tell you that when we were talking about this.
I figured you was all over this when I had told you, when I sent you that screenshot about it. Like, look at this.
No, I knew about that. I've known about her doing this years ago, like since I was a little girl. Like when that stuff first came out about him. Doing you know things to children, she was one of the people that was bashing him. She spoke out against her own brother.
I didn't know about that. I mean, that's crazy.
She got on TV because she was actually in an abusive relationship with a guy, and she got on TV saying that he did this or that, you know, some type of speculation that she believed he did this. His own family, like. I feel so bad for Michael, alive and dead, because it's like he just was never given a chance.
He's still not free. He's not free from it, still, to this day. And he's been dead, 11 years now?
Over 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, he's not free from it. And it's really sad that they would even... Who would... And this is... But this is... I guess I'm gonna bounce back to it real quick. R. Kelly said like people are trying to do this to come up with these series to get money off of these little documentaries, and then you see this stuff with Michael Jackson right after, you know.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
To play devil's advocate, like it's like, okay, are you really making up stuff to get some money? Because people do anything for money. People kill their family for money.
Yeah,
you know. So
if you put the right price on somebody's forehead, they'll shoot right at the target.
Yeah, and life is invaluable, you know. But people don't care about that.
I didn't know that was your first time hearing about the whole LaToya thing.
I didn't know about that. Yeah, that's really shocking to me. I was just like, wow, she really did that?
Isn't that so sad? Can you imagine how that made him feel?
Yeah, that just...
And this, you know what's really... I was watching the news again, and they were showing different clips. I think it was TMZ or something. The news, a credible news source. They were showing clips of the Leaving Neverland documentary. And the guy, one of the two guys, because it's two guys that are on the documentary. One of the two guys that are on there, his mom, she's also in it. And they showed a clip of her. I guess the people that were reporting about it, obviously, they didn't come out right and say, oh, we don't believe Michael Jackson did this, but they were showing some of the inconsistencies in the documentary. So they showed a clip of one of the guy's mom talking in the documentary, and she was laughing. She was laughing about something that she shouldn't have been laughing about at that time, based on what she was talking about. And you know why she's laughing? Because this is not real. You know how when you're talking about a trauma or even talking about somebody else's trauma, you feel their pain, you sympathize with them. You know, you may not cry, but your whole body language and your attitude is going to show, I hate this happened to this person. I hate that they had to go through this. She's sitting there laughing.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and in case y'all can't tell, obviously, we both feel like Michael Jackson is innocent and that he didn't do any of this. There's been so many people to say, well, don't you think it's weird that he was all around all of those boys and that he was doing this with the kids and this is that? No, I don't. You know why? Because he said so many times that was the whole reason why he wanted to do Neverland in the first place, so that kids from all over the world could come there and have a chance to be a kid. It was like as if he almost created his own Disneyland. And I'm so fired up about this, and I'm so emotional about this because, you know, it hits home in a certain way for me personally. But he did that because he wanted children to be able to be children. He didn't have the chance to be a child, which he said in numerous amounts of interviews. He's been working since he was 5 years old, performing and going on shows and singing, and his childhood was taken away from him. Yeah, literally. And so for people to say, oh, you don't think, and he's telling you why he's doing this, and he took an interest in these kids, and he's going to the hospitals and visiting them and giving them presents, do you want to turn around and say he's doing something? And then even after the one boy came out after he died to say that it was fake and that he never did anything to him and that his parents made him lie to get his money. Why isn't that enough? That's how I feel about that. And I feel so badly for him and that they're still doing this to him even after he's not here on this earth anymore. I feel very sad for him.
Yeah, it is. And it is sad. It's very sad how they're doing, Mike. They just won't let it go, you know. But because people are just insensitive. They just want everyone wants ratings. Everyone wants money in this type of clout, and they don't stop to think he still has family living. He still has children. Mm-hmm. He still has friends.
Yep.
And you're just gonna put this out there, and after the fact that they admitted that this was fake.
Yeah, you're still doing it.
You still do it. You know, so It's sad. It's something that, and I really appreciate T.I. for speaking out as a public figure.
Yeah, he made an Instagram post, right?
Yeah, he made an Instagram post about it. Cause like they're just running with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just running with it. Like it's the thing. And, you know, and no one knows what happens because you can always have that on. In any case, I don't believe that he did anything to them children. You know, I just don't see that. But everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah. As he said, though, and I believe him 120%, he said, I would slit my wrist before I'd hurt a child. Why would I do that? Then for him to have children of his own, it's very saddening. And I was even talking to a person on Twitter about it today, and she was acting heartless about the whole situation, talking about it's weird and all of that. People can't do nothing nowadays. And like I told her, I said, he had a big heart. It's very sad that people with big hearts are treated this way. They're looked at this way. When you actually have people out here like R. Kelly, okay, that are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And they have done things that they shouldn't do. They made that man strip naked and everything. They've humiliated Michael Jackson in living and in death, unfortunately.
Yeah, he just never caught it. He never caught a good he had a bad caught the bad break the whole time of his life. From the kid,
yep,
getting beat by his father, being threw into some the business like that, being tormented, being put on drugs, and then being addicted to the things he was doing.
Yeah.
To him dying the way he died.
Yeah.
You know, to after him dying, years later, stuff comes up like this. Old stuff that, it's not even new stuff. That's the crazy thing about it. This isn't even nothing new that we haven't heard before. This is the exact same thing that was said almost 30 years ago that they're saying now.
Yeah, like a lot of people are asking, why now? Why are you coming out the woodworks with this gal? Hello, cha-cha-ching.
It's looking for money.
Yeah.
It's all about money.
And that's why I really can't wait for us to actually sit down and watch that. I really want to watch that soon. Just so I can, my feelings about it can be validated even more.
Yeah, it's probably one of them things that make you angry from what people say.
Yeah. And I believe in my heart, and I always have, I believe that he did not do this. And for people to be taking his music off of the radio station and all of this stuff, and you had a young man who's now a grown man actually come out and say that this man is innocent and he didn't do anything to me, and y'all are still on this. I wish I was a famous person to be able to come out and say that. Why isn't that one person that's saying, no, he didn't do this to me. My parents told me to lie. They wanted his money. Why isn't that enough for you all? Why is he still being blamed? Why?
Yeah.
It really infuriates me.
Yeah, you think of like, you think of the likes of Elvis Presley.
Huh.
The king of rock. Or whatever he was the king. Elvis the king.
He doesn't deserve that title because he took all of our music. But that's another.
He's
a phony.
Elvis Presley. What's that guy's name that wrote Elvis song?
He married his wife at 13, 14.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talked about that, and T.I. did talk about that in his post. He said, "Okay, yeah. So what about Elvis? I think he mentioned Hugh Hefner and a few other people.
Yeah, a lot
Why
of
did
guys
they get to
did
get off scot free?
Yeah, and it's not even about a nitpicking thing,
right?
If you're going okay, if you feel that way about Mike who didn't do it, how do you feel about the ones that did it?
Yeah, yeah."
I mean, they technically should be in the same boat as R. Kelly.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're all dead. But yeah, like...
I mean, a view. Yeah. You know, as they're viewing, their music should be stripped away from everything.
Right. Like how they're doing Michael now in 2019. Like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, if that's the case, Elvis Presley should have no music out at all. Anything with Elvis should be done with.
Yeah. And so many other people that we don't even know about. Like, yeah, that's like, the crazy part.
Like Jerry Lewis, he married his 13-year-old cousin.
Wow. I'm not familiar. Like, who? I'm not familiar with him. He's a was an actor.
Oh, Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a singer.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, rock and roll. He's still alive. Jerry Lewis not dead.
Wow.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis not dead. He is alive and well. He actually had a stroke the other day. No disrespect. I'm not laughing at the stroke. But yeah, he just had a stroke like a few days ago.
Do you think that definitely because Michael is black, was black, whatever, definitely that plays a part,
definitely,
don't it?
Definitely. Yes. 100% yes. Because there's no way. Because it's all, cause like, even the stuff that R. Kelly do is wrong. A lot of stuff that people do in this Hollywood is wrong. But it's like the stuff that I seen plenty of R. Kelly's when I was growing up. It was a whole bunch of guys.
Yeah, you said your neighborhood was filled with guys who were just younger like girls.
Yeah, we were in school. Like when we were in high school, it used to be guys pulling up in their cars.
What, 40, 50 years old?
Not 40 and 50, but like late 20s, 30.
Early 30s, yeah.
Yeah, 30. It was a couple older guys. Uh-huh. You know, and the girl we talking to, we 15, 16. Wow. They were pulling up jump on.
And they getting in with them, huh?
And they getting in the car with them. They bring it, coming back, they fresh, you know what I mean? I mean, that was an everyday thing for us. Wow. Not saying that it was right. We just saw it. So this whole R. Kelly, you know, that just, I mean, that's a whole nother thing, man. That's just life. It messed up life, though.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that I don't even understand how they even got the amount of screen time that they got. These two guys with this Leaving Neverland interview. I mean, documentary.
Yeah, it's so, and yeah. And they doing
all this. Who allows this?
Yeah, and it got to be a distraction. They bringing all this civil stuff up, and the world is at war with each other silently.
Yeah.
All this old stuff just randomly popping up now. It's all the ploy.
Poor Michael Jackson.
Yeah, poor Michael Jackson. And rest in peace, Michael Jackson. That's just sad. But we will touch. But we're gonna touch on that again after we promise to be back. With that update on the R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And with Michael Jackson.
And Jesse.
And Jesse, yeah, these are all pending things. So yeah. this
is continued. Like
a, yes, exactly. This is a to be continued segment. We may have Pro Flow in here.
Yeah, we might do a three way next time or something.
I don't know where he is, but he's around. Shout out to Pro Flow. Oh yeah, before we exit, I want you know Devin. Devin knows a girl who mama was on Surviving R. Kelly.
Really?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow.
Shout out my son, Devin.
Oh, Lord.
OG Dev. Yeah, I just wanted, he knows the girl who mom was on there.
We'll have to talk about that further.
Yeah. Well, other than that, we appreciate you guys. We actually got a few. We got an episode, me and Pro Flow. We got a couple recorded episodes of Extroverted. We must release, but you know, podcasting is really time sensitive, so we're not sure if we'll release those based on topics. But we're still trying to get, you know, back in the swing of things. We took a break. Life happens. Things happen. But we're trying to get back into it, swinging. I want to thank you, Brittany, for being a part of the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting with these topics. I mean, these are some real hot. There, you know what? As much as hot topics these are serious topics. They're not just hot topics.
Right.
This is real stuff that happens in America. There's plenty of young females who are sexually abused and physically abused.
Males too, yeah.
And there's a lot of males who are abused as well. Way more females, I would assume. Mm-hmm. But I don't have no statistics on that. hope justice is served. With the Jesse Smollett, you know, it's too many real crimes to going on that need attention for that to have taken all the attention up.
Yeah.
Well, so we have the justice will be served. Hopefully it'll be served in proper manner.
And in due time.
And in due time. And hopefully no one gets what they don't deserve.
I second that.
So, with that, you got anything to say before we close, Brittany?
No, that's pretty much it. I agree with everything you just said. And like I said, thank you again for having me. I enjoyed myself, and I hope to be back soon with you all. All
right, cool. All right, people, we out. Expert.
Bye.